Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Today I'm going to be covering 10 things that I think Americans may not like about life in Poland if they ever choose to spend any amount of time here. Now, a little disclaimer, I've got to warn you, these are issues that are highly subjective and they're based mostly on my life here in Częstochowa, Poland and on the opinions of my Polish friends and family. Experiences may differ greatly depending on where you are in this rather diverse country. Oh, and if you're Polish and watching right now, which I know a lot of you are, you may be tempted to yell at me to stop complaining, or some of you may even tell me to go home if I'm so unhappy. Russell is very happy here, but as Poles often say, there's always two sides of the medal. Let's dive into them. Number one, we've got to start with the Polish language. If you grew up learning Spanish or French in high school, you might think, I know a thing or two about foreign languages. I mean, how hard can learning Polish really be? It is a Slavic language that doesn't use Cyrillic characters like you'll find in Russian, so that's got to be a huge head start, right? Well, according to Babbel.com, Polish is the third hardest language for English speakers to learn, just after Mandarin Chinese and Arabic. And you know, Polish is so deceiving because the pronunciation is rather straightforward. What you see, once you've learned those phonetic sounds, once you see in a word is how you pronounce it every time. It's the grammar that's the biggest pain in the behind. If you've watched any of my episodes, you know that I love Poland. My relationship, though, with Polish has been, how can we say it, pretty turbulent over the years. Many other Americans and English native speakers I've met here share my feelings. Get prepared for a battle with Polish. For the second point, this is the touchiest topic on my list today, but any Pole will tell you that the Polish brand of jealousy is a major, major problem here, and in my view, it's even like a cancer to this nation. The fact is, you will meet very few people in this country who are truly happy to hear about your individual successes. Let me give you two quick examples to prove my point. First of all, I have a wealthy student who recently imported a brand new white convertible Ford Mustang with the biggest engine. He had all the bells and whistles in it. It was his dream since he was young to have a real American muscle car, a Mustang. And you know, I expected to see him pull up in it for class the next day, and I thought, hey, maybe I'll even get a ride. But instead, he arrived at school in his work truck. When I asked him, you know, where the car was, he told me that he planned to keep it in the garage for a few weeks before actually driving it. The reason why might surprise you. His neighbors could become viciously jealous, and he wanted to let the news sort of slowly seep in. Seriously. And listen to this. Back in 2008, I had the opportunity to buy another school to make my school even bigger by buying the school from one of my employers who was a well-respected teacher here. And you know, I think that he had a midlife crisis. He had a great school, 200 students enrolled, and he wanted to move over to Wrocław and reinvent his life. So you know, when he presented the opportunity to me to buy the school, he said, Russell, 10,000 złota, you can take over. I'll stay here. I'll make sure that all those students transfer over into your leadership and, you know, your ownership. He promised to do everything to help me. But the night that we sat down to look over the contract and to kind of orally agree on everything, I told him something really silly. I said, you know, 10,000 zloty is not a bad price. That's actually how much I earned last month. I had a record month working crazy. I was a workaholic during that time. I said, that's how much I earned last month. He looked at me. He had the strangest expression on his face of disgust and disappointment. He abruptly ended the meeting, and I received an email, not kidding, 2 hours later that night, saying the deal was off. And in the email, he sternly warned me not to contact any of his students, and I never heard from that man again. Living in Poland has taught me to keep my mouth shut about anything having to do with success or money. And I've had to learn that the hard way. And I've had to pretend that things aren't so bright in life when I'm asked how I'm doing in Poland. Trust me, when you are asked how you're doing here, avoid too much expression. Watch me. Just say, I'm all right, not much is new, life's okay. And stop right there. This American fake enthusiasm, this subtle bragging that we do, it doesn't fly here, and it will not win you many friends. The jealousy is very real in Poland. Sorry, that's my experience. Don't be angry with me. This is what I've had to learn the hard way. For the third point, if you're one of those over-the-top festive people, you've got to be aware that some holidays and other celebrations don't have the same pomp or pizzazz in Poland like they do in the USA. The first that come to mind are Christmas, Easter, Valentine's, and Halloween. Polish people aren't nearly as materialistic about having a gazillion presents under the tree on Christmas Day, for one. Valentine's is becoming a slightly bigger deal every year, but it's still not even close to the way it is in the USA. Easter in Poland has its own unique customs, and Easter egg hunts with a big silly bunny hopping around, they are not staple features here. And really be careful with Halloween. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen people here shake their heads in disgust, claiming that it's pagan and it's a satanic celebration. Some Baptists feel the same way back in Alabama. There are even rumors a few years ago that the Polish government considered banning Halloween altogether. Traditionally, Poles are a lot more focused during this time on the solemn All Hallows Day or All Saints Day, where they visit cemeteries and they pray for their loved ones who have departed. Number four is an easy one. If walking is not your thing, Poland just isn't for you. Despite having plenty of options for public transport, you're still going to need to get around from place to place on foot. Polish cities, like most European cities, are not laid out for doing everything by car and having the luxury of lots of available parking places at your disposal. The city centers are tight and often crowded. It really makes car travel a real headache. If you want to really see Gdańsk or Kraków or the old town in Warsaw, for instance, you will have to move your body. Sad information, but so true. Point five, I've been running my own company for 14 years now. You do have high taxes in Poland. The VAT tax is 23%, and all business owners are obligated to pay social insurance, which includes your medical insurance and your retirement. For my family, I pay 1,500 zlotys per month, and that's around $400. But that's not the shocking part. Many countries in Europe are infamous for their high tax rates. It is the attitude of the tax and social insurance departments here that I think you just might find frustrating. These agencies as a whole, they take on a sort of antagonistic approach, and it's really off-putting. You get the feeling, as a business owner, that you're assumed guilty of something, you don't know what, until you prove otherwise. Here's a great example. Just last week, I was summoned to the tax office, not far from my office, to explain why I'm receiving money from Google Ireland. Google Ireland is the division responsible for paying me for the commercials, those annoying commercials you see on my YouTube channel. Love my Poland. The moment I started getting paid, I had to provide a full description to the Polish tax office years ago about this aspect of my business. But let's move on. So I arrived at the tax office and I had to sign a form asserting that this money is not from a terrorist activity of any sort or any type of money that's involved with money laundering. I've been legally reporting earnings on my channel for nearly 3 years. You know, here in Poland, people do take advantage of these agencies, and cons do in fact happen. I totally get it, I understand it. But as an honest and hardworking business owner, you definitely don't feel that they're there to help you or make things easier, no support. If you don't believe me, just ask any Pole. The next two points are really trivial, but as much as we Americans get a bad rap for not being able to pronounce Polish names well or at all, the Poles, I have to be honest, are quite possibly equally bad with English names. My first and middle name are John and Russell. John is spelled J-O-N. It does not matter how many times I write it down, it always ends up as the Polish Jan, J-A-N, Jan. And I go by my middle name, Russell. Everybody calls me Russell. And although Poles try their best, it always comes out Russell or Russell. The sound just doesn't exist in Polish, so it's challenging and I get that. I don't mean to nitpick, but prepare for some name butchering upon arrival. And my advice is just ignore it if you can. Here's another one in the trivial department for point seven, but if you're used to getting large plates of food served to you, I'm talking Chili's, Outback Steakhouse, Olive Garden for comparison purposes, you're going to be sad to hear the portions are considerably smaller in restaurants in Poland. And you know, that's probably a good thing for those of you that are watching your figures. Oh, and if the free refills. If you are used to those free refills in your drinks, unless you're at KFC or Burger King, you can forget about it. If you want a refill, you have to buy the next bottle of whatever it was you were drinking. And yes, that includes water. There's no free water option, and ice is available, but you'll have to request it first. Number 8, as I've already mentioned, I founded an English school in Częstochowa with translation and proofreading services back in 2007. And one of the biggest challenges that I've had to face, surprisingly, was coming to terms with the fact that American English is not king here. I'm an American who loves America and I adore my American English, but the majority of Polish people prefer British English. If you'd like to have classes preparing high schoolers to pass their graduation test, their Polish equivalent of the SAT, it's called matura here, you'll have to adopt British English terms and grammar. Heck, I've been teaching so long that now I even use British words without realizing it. Baby diapers have become nappies, apartments have become flats, sidewalks have become pavements, and the word for my last name, I say now surname. It just happens over time. From time to time, I'll see advertising here in Poland, American English with an American native speaker. And I just think to myself, good luck on that one. British English reigns supreme here. The faster you accept that, the better for you. Number 9, there are times while I'm sitting right here with my students that I just wish I could bring up the subject of the Super Bowl or the Baseball World Series or my national champion Alabama Crimson Tide with Coach Nick Saban. I've tried it before, and unfortunately I get the same blank, uninterested stare. Next subject, Russell, please. There's not a lot of love here for American sports like baseball and American football. To Polish people, the rules seem complex, and such sports are simply strange and foreign to them. My advice is just to let that go and get familiar with sports that are big here, like soccer, of course, but Poles also love league volleyball, they have their own basketball teams, and they love handball. And you cannot forget about the speedway motorcycle races. I got to attend that, that's fun. I recommend it to everyone. For our 10th and final point today, let me talk about salaries for a moment. In my city of Częstochowa, earning 3,000 zlotys per month, or about $800 a month, it's a relatively good salary. Salaries differ in Poland depending on the city in which you live, but they are far away from American salaries. If you would like to get into teaching English, which is what the vast majority of English speakers end up doing here, you should expect to earn between $10 to $20 per hour working for an employer in English school. So if you did a full load of classes, let's say 25 hours per week at $15 per hour, you're looking at around $1,500 per month, and that's a rather respectable salary here. Gasoline, though, hovers at around $6 to $7 a gallon. I know in America we aren't too far away from that price nowadays, but when you earn a Polish salary, gas seems astronomically high. The good news is that a reasonable apartment rental in my city goes for around $350 to $500 per month, so it helps kind of balance things out a bit. Well, there it is. Those are 10 of the major issues you might likely face living here. Not sure if that's going to be a problem for you or not. I am curious to see the feedback I get in the response today. Please let me know in the comment section what you thought about my 10 points. I hope you found the video interesting, and I hope I didn't offend anybody out there. I just want to say thanks for watching, and if you haven't subscribed, go ahead and do so. Click the button right around here so you don't miss out on future episodes. Thank you, and see you in the next one.